Arrow.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, January 23rd, 2019, and pump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday. We have a lot to talk about today. There's a lot going on in the world. It's getting kind of crazy out there. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. So let's get right on into it here. A lot of people are still talking about the Syrian withdrawal, which does not seem to be happening. And there was an interesting little article over at Anti-War about how President Bolton gets his way. So I'm not the only one who is thinking that Trump is no longer in control, especially when it comes to foreign policy, that Mike Pompeo and John Bolton are basically doing what they want to do here. And apparently the Associated Press was reporting that John Bolton is trying to undo the decision to withdraw U.S. forces from Syria. And according to seven administration officials, Bolton was central to the, quote, reinterpretation of Trump's initial order and convincing the stubborn commander-in-chief to go along with it. And again, it shows us, you know, Trump is a weak leader. He doesn't stand his ground, and he's too easily manipulated here. And, you know, Bolton is just running around here like he's in charge. And what was really interesting, when he traveled to Israel and Turkey earlier this month, he brought his own press pool along with him on this Boeing 757, typically used by the vice president and secretary of state. So this guy is acting like he's really in charge. And, of course, with Bolton at the steering wheel, we're headed straight for war with Iran, because that is a, you know, a big part of his agenda. It's a big part of Israel's agenda. And, you know, last Sunday, Trump tweeted out, stop the endless wars. Well, Donald, you're the guy who can do it. You're supposed to be in charge. Bolton is supposed to do what you tell him to do. Where is that strong executive we saw on The Apprentice, the one who would stand there and say, you're fired? Where did that guy go? That's what I want to know. Or, you know, after Trump won the election, did they lock him in a cabin someplace and go over to Westworld and make a new Donald Trump who was easy to manipulate? Because I don't know what's going on here, but Trump has definitely lost control of the administration. That's a danger, because you've got the neocons are basically back in charge. They're basically back in charge. Now, interestingly enough, the New York Times revealed on Monday that President Trump had questioned, apparently in private and on several occasions, whether America should continue being a member of NATO. And, of course, then the New York Times basically went into its usual thing about, you know, about how NATO has deterred Soviet and Russian aggression for 70 years, which is not exactly true. In fact, NATO right now is clearly the aggressor in a lot of what's going on in the world here. But apparently, in response to that article, yesterday in an overwhelming vote, 357-22, the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to pass the NATO Support Act, which expressed congressional support for the alliance and forbids any funding for any move by the U.S. to withdraw from NATO. Now, that tells you where the Democrats are. Well, I mean, with that kind of a vote, members of Congress, oh, yes, we've got to stay in NATO. We've got to stay involved in the wars. Well, the U.S. uses NATO for a lot of what they're doing out there. There are a couple of problems here. Membership in NATO is foreign policy, and that belongs in the executive branch, not the legislative. Second, of course, is this can't be any law without the Senate voting through a similar bill. And, of course, Trump would have to sign it, and I don't think he's going to do that. But apparently this bill just soared through the Congress. It went from introduction to passage so fast it wasn't even available on the congressional website. They just ramrodded this one through. So Congress, the war machine, they're definitely afraid that too many people want to stop the wars for the military-industrial complex to be comfortable. So they're out there just trying to lock it down, lock it in, say, we are a war power. We're a war country. We're in a war economy. We're a war nation. You know, get used to it, live with it, get your children ready to serve in the armed forces. Now, over in Iraq, their lawmakers are pushing for a timeline for the U.S. to get out. The United States has, the U.S. government has been in Iraq now for 15 years. And Iraq wants them out. You know, there was an agreement for an extended stay of forces. That's expired. And the people of Iraq just don't want the U.S. forces in there anymore. So Iraq is out saying, we've got to talk about a timeline for the U.S. troops to leave Iraq. But as we can see from Syria, if the U.S. wants to stay, they're going to stay. Same thing with Afghanistan, 17 years going on 18 here. And so a lot of the Shiite parties in Iraq have problems with this open-ended U.S. military presence in Iraq. And some analysts are trying to pass this off as, oh, this must be Iran. You know, only Iran would object to having U.S. forces in Iraq. But the reality is the U.S. is openly hostile to the Shiite militia groups who have substantial political influence. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. Now, speaking of Afghanistan, the United States has admitted that its envoy met with Taliban representatives in Qatar, and that Washington is trying to negotiate an end to the 17-year-old war in Afghanistan. And apparently they've officially met four times since July to find a negotiated settlement to the war in the embattled country. Well, I know what the Taliban is going to say. Get out. Just take your bombs and your airplanes and your soldiers and your guns and get on out. And, of course, what the United States is going to want is a guarantee about that pipeline right of way at the current price, you know, for that right of way. And I'm sure in a back channel discussion, continued access to the opium. And that may be a sticking point because the Taliban does not like the opium trade. In fact, when the Taliban was in charge of Afghanistan following the ejection of the Soviet Union, they all but eradicated opium production in Afghanistan. If you were caught with a poppy, man, they'd take your hand off. A bit draconian, but it did work. And then as soon as the United States invaded, the poppies were blooming all over the place. There were bumper crops, and cheap opium began to flood into the United States, both to the street dealers and to the pharmaceutical industries, which has led to the opioid crisis in this country. Money, 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 money. Legalized, you know, heroin sales is what's going on here. So the U.S. is going to want that to continue, and the Taliban is going to say no. And that may be probably the biggest sticking point here. But apparently the United States is realizing they have been there too long. And you also have the American people. The American people voted for Donald Trump in 2016 primarily on his promise to get us out of all these foreign entanglements. Of course, we also voted for Obama in 2008 when he said he was going to end the war in Iraq and bring our boys home. And you can take that to the banks, what he said in his campaign speeches. And at this point, it almost seems like it almost doesn't matter who's in the White House anymore. The war machine goes on and on and on, and people are being killed. Over in Italy, Matteo Salvini is out there in support of the Yellow Vest protest, hoping the French people can rid themselves of the terrible leadership of President Macron. And apparently this is a continuation of this ongoing feud between Salvini and Macron. But he's out there saying the French people can do better than Macron. And at this point, I'm inclined to agree with him. The Yellow Vest protests have a legitimate point there. It was sparked by this global warming fuel tax, but it also tapped into a lot of other discontent that's been just simmering right under the surface for a very long time, including the open borders, the refugee problems, the French government under Macron basically ignoring the will of the French people. Getting on over into Germany, we may see a new Yellow Vest movement there, because even though the fuel tax last November, which has now been rescinded, started the Yellow Vest protest, Germany didn't get the memo, and they are now talking about trying to meet EU climate change reduction goals, and among them is a fuel tax starting in 2023, along with a speed limit on the Autobahn, lifting Germany's exemption on taxes for diesel fuel cars and quotas for electric and hybrid vehicles. Now, this is going to anger a lot of people. The Autobahn is about the only place that normally reserved Germans can let loose. They're very proud of the Autobahns. They're very proud of the fact that they're allowed to drive at any speed their car will be able to go up to. And as far as this electric vehicle quota, where they're going to mandate so many of these must be sold. Can you imagine a German going on into a dealership and looking at the shiny new BMW and the salesperson saying, well, no, actually, the government says you have to buy this electric car over there. All right, we got some callers on the line. Let's start with Tim in Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, howdy. Hey, it looks like President Trump has got past the 30-day rule mark.
Yes.
You know what that is?
Yeah, I know exactly what that is. There doesn't seem that he's going to do anything with that just yet. But yeah, he's got that option. He could exercise the reduction in force.
I guess he could send out letters.
He may, if he's done that, it hasn't hit the news media yet.
Well, he didn't go to Switzerland because it would, he could be doing that in the United States and he'd be out of state. That's probably why he didn't go.
Possible, but I think Trump is trying to basically sell the message that he's staying in Washington, D.C. to try and resolve all these issues. There's the shutdown and the border wall crisis. And now there's this whole mess with the State of the Union, where apparently Speaker Pelosi, I'm going to call her Petty Pelosi, has disinvited the president from delivering the State of the Union in the House chamber. And that is a horrible slap in the face and a breach of protocol. And it's just one more example of Pelosi's spiteful, vindictive nature. So Trump, of course, is going to give the State of the Union speech. He's probably going to do it from the Oval Office. Which means we won't have to, you know, deal with all the members of Congress, you know, banging their hands or booing or everything else that they're going to do here. But it really is very, very petty of Pelosi to have done this.
And also, Google a 30-day rule, and you can find it. Also, are you, why is it a senior executive service?
Yeah, I'm familiar with the senior executive service.
I guess it says they can't fire anybody, but when he gets to 30 days, he can.
Well, there's a bit of a problem. There's a bit of a problem, and we had another caller who called in about this one. The process for a reduction in force has to follow a set of rules, which include things like seniority, how high up in the bureaucracy that you are. So the reduction in force is going to hit the lower downs, the newcomers, the people who just started in the government. They would be the ones who'd be let go. Trump does not have the authority to fire specific individuals under the reduction in force rules. He's got the authority to fire specific individuals within his administration. And frankly, I think he ought to be firing John Bolton right about now.
Good point. Anyway, guess what? Google those, and you can find some stuff on her to start studying, you know.
No, I've already studied up on it, which is why I know that, you know, the wrong people would be let go in a reduction in force if Trump were
to
do that.
I'm going.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Tim. We're going to switch over to Jim in Michigan. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing fine.
How is your lovely lady doing? She's getting better, my friend?
She is getting much, much better, yes.
Glad to hear that. And I would just like to say that as far as climate change, there's Lord Monckton, okay?
Very familiar with him.
But he just put out, as far as the mathematical equation, okay, or that to show that the model that they're using right now, and if you can go to Lord Monckton, and you could actually just put out the equation they're using is minus certain things. It's flawed,
yeah,
because back they're going from 1800. 1865, but they're not talking about the particulates that are in their atmosphere normally, okay? And they are not even putting the sun into the equation. I think the sun has a lot to do with climate change or whatever, you know. So, anyways, but they show, if you look on the internet and look at Lord Monckton, and he has all these, like, comet. Climatologists and physicists and mathematicians and everybody that show that the equation they use to prove global warming is not really right. I mean,
it's a hoax. I mean, remember the ClimateGate scandal where a whole bunch of material was leaked out from the Hadley Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia, and it included the source code for the computer simulations. And looking at the code, you could see they were rigging it. It was rigged starting at a certain year, and for every year thereafter, the computer code was adding to the temperature numbers to produce the hockey stick. It was a complete fake from the beginning. And now, of course, we're here dealing with winter storms Indra and Harper. Boston is now having record cold. It's turning out to be another very hard winter. And remember back in 2000, they were saying snowfalls are a thing of the past. It's a hoax. And they're still trying to push this. The corporate media is back out there saying that global warming is causing the polar vortex and, you know, global warming is causing colder winters, which is an utterly ridiculous and unsupportable claim.
But the thing about Lord Monckton is that he showed that the equation they used to prove global warming was flawed. And so, and they did that. But you know what? They have this climate control thing going on in Europe. And you know how many people? I mean, they had 1,500 jets bringing all those people in. I'm going, oh my God. That's a lot of carbon, you know. In the atmosphere, but everybody who's at that climate change symposium is flying in with one person on one jet. So, and again, it has nothing to do. And Al Gore again.
Oh well, because their carbon is good and our carbon is bad. You know, that's it really is. It's hypocritical.
And Al Gore bought a house on the ocean.
How much for rising sea levels? Anyway, Jim, I'm sorry to do this to you. We got to let you go here. We're going to do a break for commercials. Back with another caller after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And for those who would like to support Republic Broadcasting, and Republic Broadcasting does need your help. We're not getting money from George Soros. We're not getting money from the corporate networks. We basically were supported by our listeners, and we really do need your help. The postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. And the network thanks you. Okay, back to the phones. We're going to talk to Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I watched a little bit of C-SPAN today, and of course the GOP was giving you all the positive benefits of a border security wall, and of course no deficits, no negatives on it, but not sure it's really going to matter to anybody who's on the Democratic Party, but I do believe this has become a little game of chicken. Who's going to swerve first? And I don't see Donald Trump swerving, nor should he swerve. If he does lose this battle, he will lose all respect of his base and basically hand over the Democrats great control and great power. I think he's going to win this one if he sticks it out. I think he should just continue on path. And after winning this battle, I do believe he should move on to dismantling the fraudulent voter system, because that's exactly what the Democrats have in mind with open borders, grabbing more illegal votes to win elections. So I think it's a good thing. Win the first battle and take on the voter election system.
Well, you know, Trump has had 2 years to take on the corrupt voter system. And all he did was he basically disbanded his commission on election integrity and assigned the project to the Department of Homeland Security. And all the Department of Homeland Security has done so far is make sure that nobody is hacking into the electronic voting machines, which they don't need to because the electronic voting machines arrived from the factory already rigged. And right. So he dropped the ball on it, and he's going to pay for it in 2020. Now, you're right. He's got another 2 years to try and fix it. Actually, 1 year, if you really think about it, because, you know, starting in 2020, the primary season is going to start early, and the rigging begins with those primaries. So if Trump is really going to do something about the election system in this country, he's got to do it in the next year. And one of the first things he's got to do, and he should have done this when he still had GOP control of the Congress, a national voter ID law.
Agree. No, I totally agree. I think he missed a great opportunity when he lost control of the Congress there, the majority. He missed a great opportunity to get that thing going. Big mistake. He's made a lot of mistakes.
Yes.
You know, you ask yourself, is it just because he's a novice at this, or is this purposeful? What's the agenda here? But I'm sure he runs
his
corporations. I think he runs his corporations a little stronger than he does his country.
Yeah, well, corporations are a completely different entity than government, and that I think was where Trump really fell down. He thought he was going to come into the White House and he was going to run it like a business. Washington D.C. doesn't work like that. Washington D.C. Works like the high school socias, the cliques, the rich kids who get away with everything. And it's definitely not businesslike. I mean, look, how much have they misplaced now? $21 trillion. They can't even find it. It's not businesslike. It's basically a country club.
Yeah, I would like to know whose hands are on that $21 trillion, but they don't want to know. There's a lot of dirty hands on that $21 trillion. You can sure of that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now open. Getting on back to Syria, as you know, John Bolton has succeeded in derailing Trump's promise of a troop pullout. We're going to be staying in Syria, and it may be partly to threaten Iran. It may be partly to, again, try and find some way to bring Assad down. It may be partly to reinforce that if Syria is going to rebuild from the war, that they will borrow the money from U.S. banks and employ U.S. contractors. But for whatever reason, they're going to be there. But apparently Blackwater is now drooling over the fact that the U.S. should pull their 2,000 troops out of Syria and replace them with Blackwater mercenaries. So Eric Prince was over on Fox Business making his pitch. And, you know, it's a very controversial organization. They're basically mercenaries. They were banned from Iraq after shooting a bunch of civilians. Now they want to go into Syria and, I guess, shoot civilians there. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international. Actually, we have a caller on the line. So let's go to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I got a call from the Republican Party asking me for money the other day on Martin Luther King's birthday. And I told him, I said, you know, I support Trump, but I don't support the leadership of the Republican Party. I mean, look what they just, I said, a guy like Steve King, he gets thrown off the committees. You're trying to run him out of the House of Representatives. I said, I'm like Steve King. I'm a white man. And it's very insulting for you to do that to a white constituent just because he said something which isn't even bad. He didn't say anything wrong. I mean, and he should be able to say something wrong anyway. I mean, you have new congressmen, Democrats, saying the MF word and nothing's happened about it. But I think what it goes to show is why with these young kids going to Washington, don't let your kids go to Washington. I mean, what they're showing is that the old timers were right. Segregation now, segregation forever. I'm sorry, these white Catholic kids can't even go to the Lincoln Memorial without having a bunch of crazy black, Israelites attacking them. They can't have an Indian come up and knock a freaking drum in their face. They sit there stoically and don't do anything, don't raise their fists or do anything, and they're lambasted, and now they're being terrorized and threatened. But I got to tell you, the parents and the school should know better. Washington's a cesspool. You, as a conservative white man or a Christian, you are the most hated thing in the world in Washington, D.C. And the Republicans just showed it in what they did to Steve King. They sit there and do lip service to the evangelicals and the Catholics. But I got news for you. They hate your guts. They hate your guts. And I know it. And these people should, I hope this whole lesson of what happened to these Covington kids lights a fire under Catholics in particular and lets them know that these people are your enemy. These people hate your guts. And when you shouldn't send your kids there, the only reason to that I'm glad about what happened to these kids, because it's a wake-up call. It should wake up every kid, and it should wake up all the white kids, and it should wake up all the white parents who basically, if they should not let their kids go into these cities and be subjected to this kind of abuse, because they won't be protected. They won't be protected by the police. If anything, they'll be on the news, and it'll be edited, and they'll be demonized, threatened. So basically, I hope that they sue the hell out of all these reporters and bring them into Kentucky courts and bring them into Tennessee courts and bring them into Middle American courts and sue the hell out of these people. But I want the public to know, and I think white people should know this, these people in Washington, D.C. hate white Christian, and if you're a man, it's even worse. And if they hate your guts, and this whole thing
that's been made very, very obvious. That's part of the liberal agenda, and it's almost like we're going through a demographic replacement in this country, where they want to get the white people out and flood this country with all these other people coming in from basically everywhere else. And we know that that's part of the New World Order plan, that's part of the globalist plan to blur everyone together. I think the multi-generational Americans should be feeling very insulted and alarmed that they have become a target, that literally we're heading into the same territory that we saw down in Zimbabwe and now are seeing in South Africa, where whites are being targeted, displaced, their property being seized and redistributed. And we know that the liberal Democrats are pushing for hard socialism. I mean, just listen to what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is out there saying. That they want a socialist agenda. And everywhere that socialism has been tried, it's been an absolute disaster, except for those at the very, very top. It's funny how both socialism and fascism seem to wind up the same way, with a very few ultra-rich and everybody else extremely poor.
Well, Mike, I think what's going to happen, and what my point about the segregation is, we have to self-segregate. You can't live amongst these people. If you want, like when I lived in Norfolk, Virginia, and before I went to Norfolk, Virginia, I was very open-minded. And then after living there for 10 years, I had to get out. And it was because I had two stepdaughters that were very attractive, and I didn't want them to get into trouble with the wrong kind of people. And now I'm in Tennessee, and I was living in Florida in a very nice community, but now I'm totally in a great community, and it's rock of the world here, and we're ready for a fight if there's going to be one. And I just want to warn people about letting your kids now, because it's very dangerous. This shows that these kids weren't even doing anything. They were being set up. They were being provoked. They were just hanging out when they went to a pro-life thing, and next thing you know, they're being attacked by these crazy radicals. And that's something you have to avoid for your kids. Now, when you're an adult, you can deal with this in a better way, a smarter way, but even the traps are for adults also. It's a shame. You don't have free speech. You can't talk. Now, I heard Michael Savage the other night, and he was talking about Martin Luther King giving a speech in New York and how these drunk Irishmen were all mad about it. And I think about it, what he was saying. I said, maybe those drunk Irishmen were right, because now if you look at those drunk Irishmen's neighborhoods, they're all slums. You know, and you look at the drunk Irishman schools, and they're, and all those schools are probably unsafe, and there's probably rapes in the hallways. So he can sit there, and he can talk about the drunk Irishman. But maybe those drunken Irishmen were right about what they knew would come of Martin Luther King and bringing people into the into their neighborhoods and with government subsidies and destroying neighborhoods. So I, you know, at the time I listened to it, I thought it was insulting, and now that I see this kind of stuff, I think Michael Savage should apologize to drunken Irishmen, because they are right. They were right. Look what these cities, how many cities have been destroyed by these savages. And now you can't even go to the Lincoln Memorial without being attacked. It's enough. Enough. But white people have to segregate, get out of those communities. Self-protection.
Well, I think probably a lot of people are going to say, why should we be the ones to have to move? Why should we be driven out of our homes, you know, by this behavior? And again, you know, what is law enforcement supposed to be about? But again, we know that whoever was behind it, what happened at the Lincoln Memorial was clearly staged. It was set up. Those kids were targeted. Somebody went in there with a plan to provoke a reaction from these Catholic kids, get it on video, and go to the news media and say, oh, these white people, they're harassing this poor Native American. And that was the narrative, and they pushed the narrative, and of course the facts simply don't back it on up.
Well, the reason you have to get out, Mike, is because you can't win there. The territory, the land for the battle is so disturbingly left that the police aren't going to stand up for you. The courts won't stand up for you. You will get ruined on that territory.
Well,
that's why you have to move.
Okay,
and,
I think
and
you need to calm down here a little
though.
Bit because I think looking at the backlash of what happened to those Covington Catholic high school students and what is now happening in the aftermath of the revelation that the story was completely bogus, is going to tell you that in point of fact, it is possible to fight back. There is a pushback going on. So keep listening to the show, because we're going to get to that in a little bit later in the program here. So, Joe, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Did those black Israelites have a Langley zip code?
they very well might. I'd never even heard of the group, but supposedly they are a religion. They've been around for some years. I think it's the black Israelite Hebrews is what they call themselves or something like that.
They got some pretty bad potty mouths on them.
Yeah, they do. You know, and that's the interesting thing. The one thing you see in the video, those Catholic kids are very well mannered. They were very stoic. But, you know, the agents provocateurs, let's call them what they were out there with the profanity, homophobic slurs and all kinds of stuff. And then, of course, this Native American group marches on in, banging the drums in their face. They were trying to get a reaction on video. You're going to see this in this age of massive media lies, that people are going, they're going to try and provoke the targeted group into a reaction that can be spun by the media as an attack.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to talk about Trump when he comes out and saying the new interim president of Venezuela. And the guy never even ran as president for Venezuela. What's going on with Trump? I mean, may the real Trump stand up.
I was going to get into that a little bit later as well. But yeah, this is apparently this U.S.-backed opposition leader, big surprise there, took an oath of office and has been recognized by the United States and apparently by Brazil as the new interim president of Venezuela. And it's a big, huge stink, because this is clearly a case of the United States meddling in the internal affairs of yet another country. And it's another example of U.S. hegemonic hypocrisy. It's okay for us to do it to other countries, but don't you dare do it to us, except for Israel. Israel is allowed to meddle in our internal politics.
And Mike, Maduro was elected twice. You might not like him, but those elections were legitimate. They were overseen. They were deemed legal. So how can Trump come out?
Venezuela's elections are a lot more honest than the ones we have here in this country. But what we have here is the United States and its allies just arbitrarily saying, we don't recognize the result of the election. Just like they said they didn't recognize the result of the Crimean referendum. And it's basically an imperial decree. We don't agree. We support democracy only when you elect the people that we like. So this is going to provoke a civil war in Venezuela. And again, Washington, D.C. is talking about an outright invasion.
It's like Brexit. If you don't like the results, vote again. If we don't like those results, vote again. It's the same, like I said yesterday, it's the same playbook. Hey, Mike, did you know Trump's not going to be in the Capitol to do the State of the Union?
Yeah, I know.
At all? That's what they're saying. So maybe he's going to get out of
Pelosi was. See, there's a formal process where the House of Representatives, the Speaker of the House, invites the President to give the State of the Union speech in the House chamber, and Nancy Pelosi has rescinded that invitation. Which I think is just being petty and vindictive. It's her way of slapping the president in the face and saying, I'm really in charge of the process here. And it's just a continuing escalation of this standoff over the border wall, which is all about political points. It's not about the border. It's not about immigration. It's not even about the government shutdown. This is now about making political points. And Pelosi is actually losing a lot of support within the Democrats. The moderate Democrats are out there saying this has gone on far enough.
Is this just like another part of the declining fracturing of this country? Yeah,
absolutely.
The West.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, but when's the last time this kind of happened with the State of the Union, like her not approving the state? I mean, this is, I'm 48. I've never seen anything like this. I mean,
no,
it's
I don't think it's ever happened before. I don't think there's ever been a case where the Speaker of the House has refused the president's presence in the House chamber for the State of the Union speech.
And, Mike, real quick, I don't know if you heard this story, but the Kurds says that, you ready? They captured al-Baghdadi, which I thought the Russians killed. And if they did capture him, are they going to dump him into the ocean wrapped up so nobody sees his body?
Probably. What can I tell you? I mean, they claim to have gotten al-Baghdadi how many times now? It's got more lives than a cat.
He's probably back in Israel. See, have a good show, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. I'm sorry. Milton in Pennsylvania. Milton, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on
Michael,
your mind?
I just heard you talking with Pelosi. That was part of my reason of calling. Does she have the power to stop him from doing his State of the Union?
Yeah, well, she can't stop him from making the speech. She can say, you are not welcome in the House of Representatives chamber, which is exactly what she's done.
Well, then he should go ahead and do it, right?
Oh, he's definitely going to do the speech. He'll probably do it from the Oval Office.
Okay, and I had another point here. With the bickering going on with the wall and nobody signing an agreement or anything, with the food stamps, people in my building got letters today that they got their February food stamps in January, and it's like up in the air if they're going to get in March or whatever if the government opens. Now, if the Democrats hold out, all right, and then nobody gets food stamps in March and April, they'll be rioting in the streets.
I absolutely agree. I mean, if Pelosi and Schumer push this a lot further, they're going to wreck their own party. Because there'll be so many legal American citizens voting GOP in 2020 that the illegal immigrant vote is going to be insufficient to steal the election.
Okay, that was my only thing I wanted to say because, I hear it from within the building here, and a lot of lower class people, and they're talking already, taking to the streets.
Time to get those yellow vests, what can I tell you?
Exactly. Okay, Mike, have a good show. Thank you for talking.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. And, Peter, I'm probably going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Well, there's a couple things, Mike, but the thing that is getting me is all this stuff with these Catholic kids from from Covington, Kentucky, and I think the gentleman that called in just a couple callers ago was for the most part right, and I'm saying that as somebody who I'm married to a black woman, my child is half black, and the people that I love most in my life are black, or at least not white. But it's totally apparent to me, and has been for 30 years anyways, that systematically there has been identities of everybody have been built up, Mike, from, Mexican-American identity or, Hispanic to certainly black. Everybody's identity. Everybody's got Hillel for the Jews. They've got a million of them. Everybody's identity is built up, but nobody is allowed, nobody white is allowed to be proud of their heritage.
It's a double standard. I mean, if black people are proud of being black people, it's called black power. Hispanics be proud of being Hispanic, it's called, Hispanic power. If white people are proud of being white, it's called racism. Anyway, stay on the line, Peter. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. And Peter, just sort of pick up where you left off.
Well, I've been noticing this for years, Mike, about the this cultural thing about the targets that keeps whites from having any sort of cultural identity. And as a matter of fact, vilifies them to the point where, you know, white privilege is something now that everybody is saying. Every newscaster, every editorial, every writer, it just flows out of their mouths. It's like, you know, it has nothing to do with the fact that we take care of our kids, you know, we've organized well, of all the patents in the world, that probably 90% of them, of the inventions were made by us or the Chinese anyways. But at any rate, we're made to apologize for everything. And by the way, the Asians, because they're also achievers, they have no identity either. Like they're getting aced out of Harvard, you know. The Jews get in, by the way, but the Asians don't. And so you look and see on TV where there'll be ads, and almost invariably the white guy, the white male especially, is made to look ludicrous or, yes. On and on and on. And I keep going back to, some activist in Sweden, a Jewish woman named Spector, talking about how the Jews are behind and have to be behind, as of course George Soros is, all this mass destruction of the Swedish culture and other European cultures, and who could organize this? Who could legislate this? Who could organize? Who could get all this done, and to whose benefit? Because the only people standing in the way, as we've talked about before, about how they completely control the government, the only people standing in the way of the 1.7% of the population who really are represented by our government are basically the educated white majority who could stand in their way. And so they're not being allowed to organize at all.
Well, that's definitely a big part of what's going on is the divide and conquer here. Getting on back to the segregation issue, the reason I kind of bridle at that a little bit, I mean, obviously I live here in Hawaii, and it's called Polynesia for a reason. We have many different races here. People on this island, we get along pretty good, but it's all multi-generational. People grew up here. We have our own distinct local culture. The problem is that with this open borders and refugees issue, we're bringing in people who don't integrate very well into our culture. They probably weren't very well integrated in their home culture. Migration is it's a filter. The people who are the best in the home countries, they're still there. They're not going to migrate. They're not going to immigrate. They're happy where they are. So what we're getting are people who couldn't make it in their own country. They're fleeing prosecution. They're carrying contagious diseases. And it's an absolute disaster for the country. And now they're being exploited politically, first of all, by illegal voting. And also to basically carry out this demographic shift of the United States away from its traditional indigenous population. Anyway, Peter, I got to let you go. We got to do a station identification. Boy, the phone lines are really loaded up, and we'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.